The storms of life. We have them, don't we? We have powerful and unmerciful storms at times. We have storms that we really wonder about at times. And we have storms if we wonder if we'll ever make it through. Growing up on the Chesapeake Bay, many of you might imagine that hurricanes was something you'd think about all the time. We'd pay attention to hurricanes and we'd look at hurricanes, and I am so used to tracking hurricanes that now I realize being in the mountains, I don't have to do that anymore. Became a way of life for me as the hurricanes pop up and making sure, but even more important than that, during the winter months, was paying attention to the Northeasters. Because the Northeasters and Ash Wednesday storms always tend to be so much more than a hurricane. Hurricanes kind of hit the Outer Banks and bump out to sea. Thank God for the Outer Banks. But Northeasters come and push the water in the bay up into all the inlets, and then high tide comes, and there's lots of destruction. You need to have a place where you can feel safe. You need to have a place where you know it's a place of shelter. You need to have a place where you can feel comfortable and know that you are protected. When I moved out of my parents' house, I moved out onto a little piece of land called Willoughby Spit that was formed by some of those storms. It was a beautiful and a wonderful place to live for a beach bum. But when I got married, I was instructed that we were finding a safer place to live. Because if a hurricane and a storm formed that place, a hurricane and a storm could take that place away, which is true. But it's still there. And I'd still love to move back there. I was the crazy guy on the beach with a cat, walking a cat, while everybody else was walking their dogs. But it was a wonderful, wonderful place. But when the storms came, you did look for a place of shelter. Listen to these words that come from Psalm 91. These words that talk about that same thing, the needing of a shelter. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Because He loves you, says the Lord, I will rescue you. I will protect you, or I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. You see, for us, God wants to be that refuge. God wants to be that shelter. God wants to be that place that will protect us and help us. God is. And God does want to be a place of refuge and protection from all the storms of life. 24/7, 365. 24/7, 365. Everybody knows what that is, right? God wants to be that refuge and that protection all the time, every moment of every day. God has set it up for God to be that. But there becomes an important thing that we've got to do if God's going to be our refuge and our shelter. You see, once a refuge or shelter is set up, it's only good if you spend time remaining within it. That's the place where the protection exists. Once a shelter is set up, it's only good if you remain within the shelter, isn't it? And I told you about hurricanes and northeasters. They've got an eye. The thing that occasionally my mother would let us do is if the eye passed straight over us, we could walk outside for a moment or so. A very dangerous thing to do. But as the eye of that storm passes over, it gets incredibly calm and almost silent. And you can see the sunshine. It's a break in the clouds. It's a break in the storm. And just as soon as it breaks, it comes right back as the eye of the storm passes over. You see, you've got to be in the shelter. You've got to be in that place of protection. You've got to be where you can know that God is there above you, around you, before you, behind you, underneath you, and above you, to protect you and to guide you. I want you to look at this picture. This is what Psalm 91 is talking about. God wants to be this kind of protection for us. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. God will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. I want to ask you, what potentially could happen to those chicks if they get out from underneath the mother hen? A lot of different things, right? You ever tried to approach a chicken when the chicks are up underneath her wings? I can only imagine, being a bum, beach bum, I can only imagine what would happen if I tried to approach these and grab one of the chicks. Some of you probably have seen it happen. And when the mother moves, what happens with the chicks? Tell me. They move with her, don't they? When the mother moves, they move with her. They're right there being sheltered, being protected. This is the image that God wants to have in our minds so that we can understand that this is what God wants to do for us. A very motherly image, isn't it? God wants to be a mother at times and just protect us. And even Jesus in the Gospel of Luke talks about this as He's on the Mount of Olives and He looks over the town and He says, "Oh, Jerusalem, that you would just let me, like a mother hen, grab you up underneath my wings." This powerful, powerful image. And when the mother moves, we need to move with the mother, don't we? And if we want God to protect us and guide us, we need to move with God as God moves. Amen? This is an image that I have held on to for many, many years. I helped do a retreat weekend. I don't know if any of you have ever heard about the Walk to Emmaus. But I helped do a retreat weekend one time, and this was the center of what we centered on for the whole weekend. For 72 hours, we talked about how God was the one who wanted to gather us up under God's wings and protect us. This cross that I placed on the altar today comes from that weekend. It's a cross with a bird upon it to bring that image of God wanting to protect and wanting to guide. I don't know how many years ago this was. I never went back and looked. But since that day, the necklace that you see me wear all the time comes from that weekend. And I dig it out so you could look at it, but they got this mic thing on me here and it won't sound so nice if I dig it out. But I'll do it after the service so as you walk out you can see it. It is a cross with a bird cut into the cross. And I wear that all the time. that I might remember the image that God has for us, particularly in this psalm, about wanting to protect us, wanting to be there for us. And the part of the psalm that I did not read goes through so many things that God wants to help us with. Psalm 91, 7 through verse 13 talks about so many incredible things that God says, I want to protect you from this. But here's what I want you to see. Who is God going to protect? Who is God going to watch over? Who is God going to help and be a shelter for? God actually speaks at the end of the psalm. Up through the first 13 verses is the psalmist speaking. And then all of a sudden, God speaks up. And God says, and I just want to read this piece for you again. God says this, because the person loves me, I will rescue that person. I will protect that person, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. You see, God answers the person who calls out for shelter and says, because this person loves me, I will. Did you hear all those I wills? God says, I will do this. I will do this. I will do this. Because this person loves me. Because this person watches out for what they're doing by looking at their lives. Now here's what I want you to understand though. Love of God is not just a feeling. Yes, the love of God is a feeling and that I have that rises up within me. But the love of God is not just a feeling, it is an action. If you love God, you will take action on that. Think about that. If you love someone else, don't you do something to help them? Don't you do something to watch over them? Those of you that have had children, when you love your children, you're just like that mother hen, aren't you? Whether you're the daddy or the mama, you have a tendency to be just like that mother hen. No, 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 come here. It's not safe over there. Stay away from there. Stay right here with me. Okay? I taught my kids to pay attention to me in two different ways. One, and Deanne will tell you, I still do this, even to get her attention at times. Very, very simple. Just a tss, tss. I can be anywhere with any number of people in existence. And all I've got to do is go tss. And my kids will turn around and look at me and go, what, Dad? It was always such a wonderful thing because they're paying attention to me. I'm paying attention to them. Tss. Come here. It didn't matter how loud it was. You can ask Deanne. In any store, I can do it. And she'll turn and look at me. She's probably having a hard time right now as I keep going. Tss. But my kids would turn and look at me and they want to know what. Now, the other way I reinforce that, and this is the funny part. The other way I reinforce that is I told them, when I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. And one time they weren't ready to go. So I went and got in the car and left. And I went around the block. From then on out, when I told them I was ready to go, now that didn't happen often, by the way, okay? I only did that once. It didn't happen often because normally they're standing around going, Dad, are you done talking yet so we can go? But part of that was about protection. It was about shelter. It was about loving them. It was about taking an action and watching out for them. Here's what I want you to remember. God says, I will, because the person loves God. Now, what is loving God? I want you to look at this scripture because this scripture in the Gospel of John describes love in the very best way, I think. John chapter 14, verse 21. Whoever has my commands and keeps them, this is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Loving God has in it the action of following God. Loving God has in it the action and the desire to study the Scriptures and look deep within the Scriptures so that I might understand what God has for me and where God wants me to walk. Loving God is not just a feeling. Yes, I think it starts with that feeling. But love carries in it an action. And that action is, I want to look deep within God's Word, and I want to understand God's Word so that I might live it. Now, I want you to realize where God says at the end of this psalm, I will, I will, I will, I will, it's all conditional on what we do. It is all conditional on what we do. Remember, I talked to you about, you got to stay in the shelter if the shelter is going to protect you, right? You got to be in that place where you've got safety and protection. That's the only way that's going to happen. God's law, God's commands, God's teachings, God's ordinances are not about making it so we don't have fun. That's not what they're about. And sometimes we get that idea. Because some of them say what? Just as I can hear my grandmother say right now. Don't. Right? Don't. Don't. And as much as I heard my grandmother say, don't do that. Don't climb that tree. Yes, you can go down to the lake, but don't get wet. What's that mean? I don't understand what that means at all. Why am I going to the lake if I can't get wet? And a lot of God's commands, some of them start that way, don't they? Don't do this, don't do that, don't. Well, God just doesn't want us to have any fun. But here's what I want you to think about. Many of those things that we look at and they say they're phrased negatively, if you do them, doesn't it cause problems? Doesn't it cause problems? And God's trying to get the idea across to us, if you do these things, it is going to cause problems for you. Instead, I want you to steer away from those things, and I want you to be up underneath my wings. And I want to protect you, and I want to guide you, because the storms of life are going to happen. They are going to happen. I like the way the NRSV puts Psalm 23. You know, many of you have it memorized in the King James, I know. Yea, though I walk through what? The valley of death. NRSV translates it this way. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, you are with me. You see, God wants to be that shield. God wants to be that protector. God wants to be that refuge. God wants to be that anchor in the storm. God wants to be that one that helps us. But God says, I will do it for those who do what? Love me. God says, I will do that for those who love me. Because you love me, God says, I will rescue you. I will protect you. For you acknowledge my name. You will call on me and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Jonathan, go back to the picture of the hen and the chicks, please. I want you to grab a hold of this image and keep it in your mind. If you want, you can Google hen and chicks, and you can get some incredible pictures. I mean, I found one that must have had 20 chicks up underneath of it. Or shall I say 20 were trying to get up underneath the mother hen. I tried to find one that was in a storm. And I always heard a story, which I'm sure at some point in time was true. If you work firefighting for forest fires, firefighting for forest fires, the very last crew that goes in to take care of the fire, when I was at Virginia Tech, I was part of the firefighting crew there for fires and went out on many different fires, but I never got to be on the last crew that goes in. The last crew that goes in is called the mop-up crew. And what they do is they strap this big backpack on you that's full of water. And you got this nice squirt gun that comes off of it. No, we never use those wrong. And what you do is you walk through where the fire has been and you kick over the logs. And anything that you can find still burning, you squirt it. It's a very dirty job because those of you that know when you put water on a fire, what happens? All kinds of stuff comes up. And you end up coming out very dark and sooty because of it. So I was thankful that I was never on a mop-up crew. I hung out with a bunch of guys that all the Rangers called us the mop-up crew because that's what they thought of us. And they couldn't wait to put us on a mop-up crew so they could see us get dirty. But you go through and you do that. And I heard a story about a forest firefighter that went through and he found this mother bird laying there on the ground. And so he had to kick her over to make sure there's nothing burning underneath of it. And when he kicked her over, she was dead. The chicks underneath of her were still alive. After the fire had gone through, the mother had protected these chicks to keep them out of danger in that fire. And the chicks lived. This is the kind of protection that God wants to have for us. This is what God wants to set over and up and around us. Do you understand? Do you see that? But we've got to stay in that shelter. So when we act in obedience and remain under God's wings, then we will experience the fullness of God's protection. When we act in obedience and remain under God's wings, then we will experience the fullness of God's protection. It doesn't do any good to have a shelter that you never stay in. It doesn't do any good to have a shelter that you don't remain in when the storm is there. Folks, God wants to be that protection for us. So here's what I ask you to think about. First off, what actions do you need to take to show God love? And how can you better abide with God? What actions do you need to take to show God love? And how can you better abide with God, or remain with God, or dwell with God, or be under God's protection and guidance and shelter, up under the very wings in how God wants to protect you? Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Father, what a wonderful and a powerful image this is from this psalm. An image of protection, an image of shelter, an image of help, teach us. How we might be obedient. How we might show you love by living your word. How we might stay up underneath your wings. So that as we are there, we do experience all that protection you have for us. And Lord, when you move, help us to move with you. Help us not to stand out in the storm, but that we might know that you do want to protect us, you do want to help us, and you do want to strengthen us by watching over us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.